Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call on behalf of the Orthodox Union. This is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 12th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. V'nomar Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Talbis, of Congregation Zichron Mordechai in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Talbis's remarks, he will lead us in Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredibly brave Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Recholim, during which Rabbi Talbis will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. And the link, as always, ou.org/Tehillim Call. To dedicate to the program, be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. And again, I just want to dedicate today's learning, our davening, should be an aliyah for the neshama of Adina Liba Bas Zeth Chaim, 4-year-old girl who tragically passed away in Los Angeles a few days ago. May her neshama have an aliyah. Additionally, for the 14-year-old girl still missing in the Toronto area, Esther Hodaya Bas Shira Miriam, may she be found and reunited together, their parents and family. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Talbis.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Beginning with this Shabbos, for the next number of weeks, there will be discrepancy in terms of the Parshas HaShavua between what we read here in Chutzlaritz outside of Eretz Yisrael and what they read in Eretz Yisrael. That's because last Shabbos, for us, was the second day of Shavuos. And we read, therefore, not the Parshas HaShavua that would have come next, but rather the special Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, of course, there's only one day of Shavuos, last Friday. So last Shabbos, they moved on to the next Seder. So in a couple of weeks, we'll catch up. We'll double up the Seder if they don't. But for a number of weeks, we have this discrepancy. What I'd like to focus on are psukim that appear in the Seder this week, the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Noso, that we will read here in the Chutz La'aretz. Although they read it last Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, but the psukim are relevant all the time. They're famous psukim, perhaps among the most famous psukim in the entire Torah, and that is the psukim that we refer to as Birchas Kohanim, the psukim that the Kohanim recite when they go up to the Duchan. Duchan means a platform. We say Duchaning as a kind of a slang to describe the Birchas Kohanim. And the three psukim that are recited, Birchas Kohanim, Berecha Hashem Yishmarecha, Yor Hashem Pana Velecha Nichuneka, and Yisra Hashem Pana Velecha V'Yisem Lecha Shalom, again, are among the most famous of all the psukim in the Torah, and they appear here in the middle of Parshas Noso, which is actually the longest single seder in the entire Torah, 176 psukim. But these three psukim, of course, very famous and recited regularly. Again, there's another discrepancy in terms of the Ashkenazic practice in Eretz Yisrael. The Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, everybody, as a general rule, they recite Birchas Kohanim every day. Here outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Sephardim recite it every day, but most Ashkenazim recite Birchas Kohanim in terms of the actual Kohanim. reciting the bracha only on Yontif. But in any case, I'd like to look for just a few quick moments at the meaning of these three psukim. We usually assume that there are three brachas. Bracha Mishalesha, the three-part bracha. But we look carefully, and actually we find that there are six brachas, because each pasuk actually has two verbs. It says, Yivarechecha Hashem, right? May Hashem bless you, V'yishmerecha, and may He keep you or guard you. That's two things in one pasuk. Likewise, the second pasuk, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, may Hashem shine His countenance, or shine His light upon us, V'chonecha, and show us chen, show us grace. Again, two brachas in that pasuk. And likewise, the third pasuk, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, may Hashem again turn His favor to us, His face to us, and V'yosem L'cha Shalom, and grant us peace. There are actually six brachas incorporated into these three psukim, but one may suggest that in each case, the second verb, the second bracha, modifies the first. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, may Hashem bless us. Well, when we receive blessing, and that can mean financial blessing, comfort, and so on, things that we need, may Hashem give us the brachas that we need to have a successful and meaningful life. When that happens, one certainly runs the risk, so to speak, of losing that which he's been given. Chazal tell us that the more wealth a person has, more possessions a person has, sometimes the more nervousness, the more concern, the more anxiety he has. We have to protect those items. So when we ask Hashem, Yivarechecha Hashem, the Kohanim bless us, by saying Yivarechecha Hashem, and Hashem bless you, and give each person everything that he or she needs, we then say Yishmerecha, guard us, let us retain it. Not just a gift that should be a one-time thing which we lose, but rather the bracha has two parts, Yivarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless us, and the Yishmerecha guard us, that we may be able to keep the brachas and continue to benefit from them for our entire lives, and not to run the risk, so to speak, of losing that which HaKadosh Baruch has bestowed upon us. Many people, unfortunately, have had the experience in life of having brachas bestowed upon them, but then, after some time, they're taken away, they lose it, they lose what they've been given, and so this bracha, therefore, includes V'yishmerecha, which Baruch Hu should protect us. Second phrase, Yoyer Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem shine a light upon us, so to speak. Shine His face, but shine His radiance upon us. Now, that can be sometimes a person is looked at, so to speak, directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that can subject a person to scrutiny that you don't want. Sometimes you'd rather prefer to remain anonymous. Okay, I don't want someone looking too carefully at me. I certainly don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking too carefully at me, because who knows what he's going to find. I know what he's going to find. We all know what he's going to find. And therefore, we say, Yar Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem should shine a light upon us, but V'chunecha, for the purpose of showing us grace, of showing us kindness, and not for the purpose, so to speak, perhaps of judging us and punishing us, God forbid. Rather, Yar Hashem, Hashem should shine a light upon us, call attention to us, and let Him focus upon us, but only in the positive sense of Bichunekha. And finally, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Again, the standard interpretation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, should show us favor and so on, and actually even treat us as a favorite child, even show us more favor than we perhaps deserve. Okay, well, that can certainly generate a certain amount of jealousy. After all, we know that in general, it's a poor idea to show, play favorites among children, to play favorites among family members or friends and so on, because it causes jealousy. And so we say, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, we want Hashem to, so to speak, play favorites and look favorably upon us all the time and treat us like a special friend or a special family member and so on in a positive way, but we avoid the jealousy. Yosef Lechoshom, we should nevertheless be able to maintain peace with others who might be jealous, but because Baruch Hu should protect us and give us peace. And of course, in today's day and age, this bracha of Shalom is so very important. Again, Birchas Kohanim ends with the word Shalom. Our tefillas every single day, our Shmona Esrei ends, Oseh Shalom Bimroma, because Baruch Hu should grant us peace. And benching ends again, also Oseh Shalom Bimroma, and so on, the same idea. We want Shalom because without Shalom we don't really have any bracha. That's what it tells us in the end of Shas, the end of Mishnayos. Without Shalom there's no vessel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, like Shalom, because we don't have Shalom, we don't really have anything. And so that's one interpretation. Hashem should show us favoritism, should treat us like a special or beloved children and so on, but not in a way that generates jealousy. And fortunately, we await and look forward to the fulfillment of that part of the bracha. But there's something else as well. The Netziv points out, the Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Echvaroj and Rosh Hashivas for decades, points out in his commentary in the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha, the Medrash on these Tzukim in our Sedra in Naso. He says, the Yisra Hashem also means to remove. The word Yisra sometimes means to remove. The Chesh Baruch Hu should remove his anger from us and grant us peace. I think perhaps if we want to merit that bracha, we have to work on removing our anger from our fellow people. We want shalom, then we have to control our own anger. This fits in with the other message of this bracha as well. If we want to merit the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of our lives, we should show the same to others. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us a certain way, we should treat others a certain way. People who are angry all the time and bitter and bale machlokes and arguing with people and so on, it's going to be difficult for you to be blessed with shalom when you don't exhibit shalom to others. And so certainly in dealing with the people that are close to us, people in our family, people in our community, people in our neighborhood, people in our schools and so on, we need to avoid machlokes, we need to avoid disputes. Doesn't mean everybody has to agree about everything all the time. It's impractical, not true. People can disagree, but there's a way to disagree. If we want Hashem, and certainly we know, we all know deep down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to be angry at each one of us in our own way for things we've done or not done in the proper fashion. Nonetheless, we ask for shalom, so we say, Yisra Hashem, panav elecha, and Hashem remove his anger from us. I'm going to prompt him as to how to do that, so to speak. I'm going to remove my anger from other people. I'll be more tolerant and more open with other people, even though I may not agree with everything that other people do or say. If I can work it out to show other people a cheerful countenance and so on, not an angry face, and remove the bitterness and the disappointment and the expressed disappointment towards others, then I perhaps will be privileged to merit shalom as well. That's just some insight to these famous three psukim, the psukim of Birchas Kohanim, and especially at this time when Klal Yisrael faces such monumental struggles and such monumental challenges on the world scene, we need perhaps more than ever to focus on Birchas Kohanim, whether we are privileged in Eretz Yisrael to hear Birchas Kohanim on a regular basis, even a daily basis, or in shul all the time, or here in Chutz Lartz when we don't necessarily, where Ashkenazim have that same privilege, nonetheless to think about the words, and when we say these psukim, we read these psukim this week, Sedra, or we hear them read by the Chazan, not necessarily by the Kohanim, but read by the Chazan and Shul, focus on what it means, and if we want to be bestowed, have the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, let's work to bestow them upon others as well, and then we'll be zocheh to that bracha, to all the brachas, and especially the bracha of Shalom, which we anticipate, look forward to, and need, perhaps now, more than ever. We'll say Tehillim, now, as was announced, Tehillim Chof, Vamanatzeach, Mizmal HaDavid, Yan Charmayed, Yom Tzori, Sagevcha, Shemel HaYakov, Yishlach, Ezech, Vamikodesh, Vamitzion, Yisadeko, Yizkor kol minchos techo lalosu v'yidash meselo. Yitein lecho chivo vecho v'cho latzosu yimalei. Miranana bishu asecho v'shem elahin and igol. Yimalei adonai kol mishal asecho. Ato yadati ki yoshi adonai mishicha. Yaneo mishmei kocho. Biguros yeshu yiminu. Eilo v'recha. Eilo v'asus v'manachnu. V'shem adonai elahin and nazkir. Hema karo v'na follow v'anachnu kamna v'nisodan. Adonai yoshi amalach yaneinu v'yom karinu. Then Kuf Chaf Aleph, Shil Amalo, Esa Eina Ela Hori Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Aronoi Yosei Shumayim Ha'oretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Yonum Shomrecha, Hinei Lo Yonum Lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Aronoi Shomrecha, Aronoi Tzilcha Yad Yinecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lekeka Verech Beloilo, Aronoi Yishmor Chomi Kol Roi Yishmor Es Machshecha, Aronoi Yishmor Tzeitecha Vuecha Me'ata Yad Olam. Then Kuf Lamed, Shil Amalo, Milama Kim Kurosicha Aranoi, Aranoi Shimo Vikoli, Tiena is Necho Kashu Vos Vikol Tachmanoi, Im Avonos Tishmo Yoch Aranoi Mi Amod, Im Choa Sulicho Lema Antivarei, Kivis de Aranoi Kiviso Napshi, Vilizaro Hocholti, Napshi Ladonoi, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Aranoi Ki, Im Aranoi Achester Marve Mofidus, Behu Yifdes Yisrael, Mikol Alonosov. Achenu kol beis Yisrael and asunim b'tzara v'shivya omvim bein bayom uvein bayabasha hamokim irachim aleim yotzin yitzara levocha mafeila la'ora mishibir la'gula hasta v'agoz v'akoriv namar amein. As for our brothers the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land. May the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. Let us say Amen. I recite to Misha Berach, where the Chayalei Tzahal, our brave soldiers in the Israel Defense Forces, Misha Berach, Hamaseno, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we reich as Chayalei Tzahal, Hagana Yisrael, Anshei Kochos, Amitachon, Ha'omnim, Amishmar, Tenev, Eloheinu, Migul, Halabonon, Labi, Mar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayom, Hagadol, Adolo, Horva, Lechol, Mekom, Hashem, Ve'abosha, Bavir, Vayom, Yitain, Adonai Yisraelenu, Ha'komolay, Yidokim, Lothman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor, Ve'atzil, Eschayalenu, Mikol, Tzod, Ha'atzuka, Mikol, Nega, Machol, Yishlach, Brocha, Ve'atzlocha, Bechol, Ma'asei, Dehem, Yadber, Sonenu, Tachtehem, Ve'atzrein, Beches, Yishua, Ve'ateres, Yitzachon, Ve'kuyem, Ve'em, Ha'kosu, Ke'almar, Alechem, Alech, Imochem, Ve'lachem, Lachem, Imochem, Ve'lachem, 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 Misha Berech Alasenu Avram Yisrael Yaakov Moshe Aaron Davar Shlomo Bivoreches Acholim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei rachlim alehem rachlimam rafam rachazion rachazikom rachayosom yishlach lahem mehera refuah shleima min hashemayim lechol Abraham lechol gidehem besok sharcho Yisrael refuah sanefesh refuah saguf hashto bagalav izman koriv yomar
amen. Thank you so much, Roy Talbot. Pleased to have you on. Really, very much enjoyed the Dvar Torah. Really going to reshape, reframe how I think with these important words, the concepts and the ideas behind, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Emir Hashem, in the near future. As always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination with the logistics behind the scene. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, a wonderful day, a safe, wonderful, and beautiful Shabbos. Well, please God, Amir Tashem, see you back next week on Monday.